Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Man. Okay. I definitely thank y'all for sharing that. And just talking about effective communication, I just want to touch on this a little bit more and then we'll move on. I feel that there's multiple words that you can use to identify different types of communication. Two of them I found, one's a reaction, and then the other is a response. Who can tell me the difference between the two? Between a reaction versus a response? Anybody? Somebody? Yes, ma'am.
So like your reaction is like that initial response or reaction. The initial thing that comes up, like the first thing that comes to your mind, whereas a response is something that, like, okay, once you get that reaction, you take time to process it and, like, you know, figure out what it is that you want to actually, how you want to actually, you know, handle the situation and respond that way.
Good answer. Yes, ma'am.
I feel like a reaction you can't necessarily control because it's almost like an instinct, like it just happens. And then a response is something that you can like go back and alter and like take time and think about it.
Excellent. Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that they're necessarily mutually exclusive. A response can be a reaction, but response implies that you're speaking or writing it. And reaction takes into account speaking, writing, your nonverbal cues, like how you stand or the look on your face, things like that.
I think all those were very, very, very good answers from all of y'all. I think that was a great job of outlining it. But from what I saw when I did the research and what I like looked at and studied before I got ready to present to y'all, my personal takeaway, and once again, all y'all's answers were definitely great and definitely thought out. When I look at reaction, I think a reaction is, to your point, the young lady in the back, that a reaction is something that typically happens out of habit. A reaction, sometimes, it could be you seeing the message, you're like, oh, I'm not messing with y'all today. And then you swiping left, and I'm not trying to attack you, I'm just saying. That was a good example. You gave us a good example, so thank you. And then a response, you know, is something that I feel that somebody could say something to you. They could say, I don't like your hair that way. But you sit back and you look at them, you say, okay, that's what they said, but I got my hair done the way I wanted it done. Then you process through and you say, you're entitled to your own opinion. It can be wrong. You're entitled to your own opinion, though, and this is the way I wanted to do my hair. Response versus somebody saying, I don't like your hair that way. You're like, shut. See the difference? But I just wanted to bring those two to the surface just so that I want y'all to think, which one would you say that you do more of? Would you say, are you someone who's more so reactionary, and then you have to go back and do damage control because you clapped back at somebody, or you popped off or snapped on somebody? Or are you the other person on the other end who processes through decisions? And granted, I mean, we all have bad days. I know we do. We all have bad days. So sometimes we don't respond as often as we would like. So on your card, I just want y'all to write down, which one would you think you do more? Just write down one word. Just write reaction or just write response for me.
I would say this was definitely a topic that was extremely near and dear to my heart because I began to see that I was often the individual who was always reacting. I was always the individual who would say something or do something and then have to come back and do damage control later. So today, as we're listening to the podcast and we're just processing through, I want us to begin to think, how does this apply in our lives? Are we the individual who is always reactionary? Do we need to take some time to really step back, process through the decision before we actually make it and respond, or before we address somebody else? Because responses typically are processed through. Responses typically show more wisdom. They show more restraint. They show more discipline. So where are you at in your life? Are you a individual who reacts? Are you somebody who takes time and responds? Friends, if you feel the Speak Your Success podcast has been adding value to you, we would encourage you to take a moment and subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well as leaving a helpful review. That way we can continue to move up the charts in addition to continuing to bring more valuable content and expand the reach and impact overall by sharing with other listeners. So we once again always appreciate you taking the time to listen and tune in, because your ears are very much so appreciated at the Speak Your Success podcast. And this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any way else?